Hallelujah. 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 Come on, let's stand up on our feet. Hallelujah. Let's honor the King of Kings. Hallelujah. It would be great if it was about me, but it's not about me. It's about him. Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands all over the sanctuary. Hallelujah. Come on, tell him, listen, this is your time. This is your time. So tell him what he means to you. Tell him thank you. Tell him thank you for waking you up this morning, and thank you for starting you on your way, and thank you for your right mind. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody, tell him thank you. Hallelujah. Tell him thank you. Hallelujah. Tell him you appreciate him. Hallelujah. Thank you for being who you are, God. Thank you for dying for us, Holy. Thank you so much, Holy One, for dying for us and for going to hell for us and taking the door with the and taking what we couldn't take and doing what we couldn't do, Lord God. Thank you for getting up for us. Hallelujah. Thank you for getting up for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for giving us life and life in the abundance. Thank you for peace and joy and comfort in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Let us pray. Father, we're so grateful. We thank you for this opportunity to proclaim the gospel, the good news. We thank you, Lord God, that as we speak, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that this word won't fall on deaf ears, but it'll fall on ears that are open to receive the word, hearts that are ready to receive the word. And we thank you, Father God, for as this word is planted, we thank you, Lord God, that it produces in our lives, God. And we see increase in our lives, God. We see increase in our family lives, God. We thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many excited about who God is? Let me ask that question again. How many of you are excited about who God is? How many of you are really excited about who God is to you? That makes a difference. Hallelujah. Who he is to you, who he is to me. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, he's my best friend. Hallelujah. Come on, tell somebody who he is to you. Tell him he's my healer. Hallelujah. Tell him he's my deliverer. Hallelujah. Tell him he's my strong tower. The Bible says the righteous run to him and find safety. Hallelujah. That's who he is. Hallelujah. Turn in your Bible to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. How many of you have been coming to Bible class? If you haven't been coming to Bible class, say, ouch. Go and say hallelujah. But week before last, Minister Lucy Davis taught a powerful word on what? Love. Faith without love, faith and love, the nursery taught us that faith and love, what? They go together. This past Wednesday night, Minister Landris taught about what? Great God. Y'all, did y'all hear that one? She talked about the great God. She began to paint that picture so clear of who the great God is. How many times do we go through our day and we let problems and situations make themselves great in our lives? How many times do we tell them about our great God? Y'all ain't gonna talk back to me this morning. How many times do we talk about our great God to our problems? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many times are we gonna talk about the situation? And you do know that And the more you talk about the problem, the more you look at the problem, the bigger it looks. But the more you talk about God, the more you talk about who he is, the bigger he looks. And the smaller that thing looks. Hallelujah. So Hebrews chapter 23, and I'm going to ask Michelle to come in just a second. But Hebrews chapter 23, chapter 10, verse 23, it says what? We're going to read in concert because... although I got my Bible, this print is small, and thank you, Lord. Amen. All right. So it says, let us hold fast to the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. How many know he's faithful that promised? So the Bible tells us to hold fast to the profession, or hold fast to the confession of our faith. And so I asked Michelle earlier this week to come, and she's going to come, and she's going to let you see the word in action. Hallelujah.